Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of the Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled, A 10-15-75 Formula for Thinking. And here is a quote. There is a formula for this. 10% of thinking can be concerned with the past, 15% with the future, and the remaining 75% with the present. When we live mostly in the present, we can move easily, step by step. We can respond to events with an open heart and an open mind. End quote. And that is Satish Kumar from Elegant Simplicity. And I love this idea, and I love this formula for thinking. So instead of saying, right, we should always be in the present, right? Which is completely unrealistic for most of us. It reminds us that we will, of course, right, spend time thinking about the past and the future. That's just part of being a human. So our aim is to just do our best to live mostly in the present so we can respond to events with an open heart and an open mind. That is awesome. And so with that, let's move on to thought number two. This one is titled, A Menu of Mind-Body Benefits. And here is a quote. The real power of breathing comes from the way that we can also control the rate and depth and choose from a menu of mind-body benefits. We can use it to calm down, focus, and think about what to do next. With a little practice, we can also use breath control techniques to escape from reality for a while, taking a well-earned break from both body and mind. All are easy to do and can make a significant difference in how you think and feel for solid physiological reasons. End quote. And that is Carolyn Williams from Move. And I have nothing to add but a few clappy hand emojis in the newsletter. And I just love that, right? That the real power comes from being able to control the rate and depth of our breath to choose from a menu of body-mind benefits. I said it wrong in the quote. She has it as body-mind benefits, not mind-body benefits. Sorry about that. And I just love it though, right? We can use it to calm down, to focus, and to think about what to do next, or to escape from reality, right? Use super slow breathing to help us just take a well-earned break from both body and mind, or we can just observe our breath, right? And do meditation, mindfulness. So really, it's endless, the menu of benefits we can get from the breath. And I love it. She put it so perfectly. And again, that book, Move, is so good. And the chapter on breathing is awesome. So go check it out. All right, let's move on to thought number three, which is titled, Three Random Breathing Thoughts. And here's the first one. Mindfulness is thought meteorology. Breath control is weather modification. Here's the second. Sometimes the most mindful thing you can do is let your mind wander. And the third, your current state of mind is the average of your last five breaths. I love that one. All right, that is the three random breathing thoughts for this week. I've been doing that for like 6 weeks now, and it's fun. So I'll probably keep doing it until I can't think of any other ones. All right, let's move on to the fourth and final thought. This is my new favorite. Just joking, but it is a good one. It is titled, The Breathing Baywatch? And here is a quote. I think laughter is the best medicine. If you can't laugh at yourself, then you can't laugh at life and the silliness of it all. End quote. And that was David Hasselhoff. And yes, did I quote David Hasselhoff in a newsletter about breathing and mindfulness? Yes, yes, I did. But this is a great quote, right? And a great reminder to laugh this week. It is, of course, the best breathing exercise around. So I'm always looking for laughing quotes. So I just Google, you know, quotes about laughter. And this one came up and I was like, oh, that's awesome. If it was written by someone else, you know, we would probably think, oh, that's so great. But since it was David Hasselhoff, I thought that was even better and speaks perfectly to the whole point of the thought, right, is to laugh and have fun. And we can laugh at ourselves for talking about David Hasselhoff in a breathing and mindfulness newsletter. So that is awesome. All right, let's move on to the one quote for this week. It is a good one. Here it is, quote, "Awakening is an accident, but continued practice will make you accident prone," end quote. And that is John Yates, PhD, and Matthew Immergut, or Immergut, PhD, from the book, The Mind Illuminated. And with that, let's move on to the one answer for this week. This is a cool one. The category is speed of the nervous system. The answer is the fastest signals in the body, clocking in at 268 miles per hour, travel along an alpha motor neuron in this long tube-like structure. So the fastest signals travel in this long tube-like structure. What is the spinal cord? That's pretty crazy, right? 268 miles an hour. That is awesome. All right, a quick recap. Remember that 10, 15, 75, 10% in the past, 15% in the future, 75% in the present. Of course, we're not actually going to measure our thoughts. I hope no one does, right? It's just a nice like heuristic, a thought that reminds us that we are allowed to think about the past, the future, right? Of course, we want to live mostly in the present, but none of us will probably be 100% in the present all the time. Remember, the power of breathing comes from the fact that we can choose from a menu of mind-body benefits. Remember those three random thoughts, go back and listen, but I like this one. Mindfulness is thought meteorology. Breath control is weather modification. And remember to laugh, right, with David Hasselhoff. That's such a good one. Laughter is the best medicine and the best breathing exercise. So remember to do that. And of course, I want to give a quick plug for the Breath Learning Center. So if you, or I should say, when you get tired of all the methods, right, all of the promises and sales tactics, and you realize that no one, yes, no one has it all figured out anywhere, right, then come check out the Breath Learning Center. We blend timeless wisdom, modern science with self-intuition to create our own path, right? There's no empty promises or guarantees, right? It's just a thoughtful, caring place to discover what truly works for you. So if you are interested, go to breathlearning.com. I hope you will join our small community of people becoming mixed mindful artists, where you just learn and take what you like, leave the rest, and live a better life. So with that, thank you as always for listening, and I will see you next week.